today's developments mark one of the first times in recent memory that an elected official has been convicted of actually stealing money in his care.
U.S. Attorney William Hochul says Davis entered a plea deal, agreeing to cooperate with further investigations at City Hall. While serving as the former Ellicott District lawmaker, Davis took more than $48,000 in discretionary common council funds for his own use.
The vast majority of that money went to run two different types of events. One was a carnival type of event. The other one was a senior ball type of event. These are two events that would have been open to members of the public, but would have been free. And people would have gotten things like food and drink and rides at the taxpayers' overall expense. Because remember, these are tax dollars that are first going through pass-through agencies to support these events.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Russell Impolito prosecuted the Davis case. He says some checks were written out to Ellicott Fund Days.
But there is no such thing as Ellicott Fund Days. And Davis would take that check and deposit that check to his account.
Davis used two local organizations as pass-through agencies to put money into his own bank account during the period of 2006 through 2009. The FBI was tipped off during its investigation into One Sunset. The theft of public funds carries a maximum of up to 10 years in prison, but under federal guidelines, a 10 to 16-month prison term is recommended. Davis will be sentenced September 5th. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.